Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
High quality across the board, but that's been the rule rather than the exception when we describe the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. It's induction night tonight for this class of 10 at the Monroe Convention Center. Six athletes, including two basketball legends locally, Mr. Basketball Jordan Holes and Jabril Conte, a Bronze Star recipient in Sarah Fields Hamidovich, among others. Two coaches, two contributors, including Bill Atkinson, part of the Edgewood program for, gosh, over 30 years as either a coach, teacher, or administrator, as well as a key component in the makeup of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame as one of its founding members.
I was told by Coach Pont that if you want to be successful, you surround yourself with successful people, good people. But I am so proud to be inducted. So many great people. It's just amazing.
Headed into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame tonight, Bill Atkinson, a free and open to the public meet and greet starting at 5 tonight at the Convention Center. Second half of the season for the Reds, Frankie Montas with the ball tonight in D.C. against the Nationals. Pregame at 6:15. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And an outstanding group of 10 will bump the number to 137 members officially enshrined tonight into the 14th class of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. One of the six outstanding athletes, a three sports standout at Bloomington North back in the day, former state wrestling champ and current longtime director of athletics at Morrisville High School, Mike Mosbrucker.
I think what you do is, you know, you kind of take inventory of maybe why you're worthy. But I think the thing that probably made the most impact on me is I kind of started to take inventory of the people that were part of my journey along the way.
Going into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame tonight, Mike Mosbrucker. David Grossman made his mark as a nationally renowned athletic trainer.
The athletes in Monroe County are really responsible for my longevity as an athletic trainer. And the list just goes on, the athletes from Monroe County. So I looked back at all these guys and said, I want to be like that, I want to be like that, I want to be like that, from the ones that I knew, and put that into my career as an athlete trainer.
David Grossman, along with Bill Atkinson, our contributors. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.